Tragos Amargos podcast. A musical review with your boy Jerry G. We got the homie
Fern Rodriguez.
Yes, sir. And today we got another one of goats, Doc. La banda El Recodo. De Cruz Lizárraga, fool?
Yes, sir.
Or just like any banda Recodo?
Oh, no, just the.
No, Cruz this one.
Yes, sir.
Specifically.
Yes.
This is a good one.
It's his.
This is a good one.
Yes, it is.
¿Cuántas bandas El Recodos are out there, fool?
There's only one.
Okay, so why do we have to specify that it's Cruz Rizalga?
Just because it's him.
That's just part of the title?
Yeah, it's all like right. Marco Antonio Solís y Los Bukis. Like, it's his.
All right. it makes some sense.
No. He's the founder, and he's no longer with us. And, you know, you want to keep his legacy alive.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense.
Because did they start like in the fucking 30s or something?
Yeah, the 30s, bro. There was no music in the 30s, right?
When was it all black and white.
Yeah, when was music invented?
1970.
No, yeah. The original was like a sort of just an instrumentation group.
Yeah.
There's no singers.
For a long time, until like the 90s, no?
Yeah,
until
the 80s or 90s. Early 90s, yeah.
Yeah, which is interesting, right? Which tells me they weren't doing that great until the 90s, well, this is because I'm a fan, but not a super fan, Doc. So I'm gonna.
I don't know if you know this. I'm wearing my hat.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my shirt.
Yes. So, this is definitely Fern's wheelhouse. In other episodes, Jerry is fucking
takes the wheel.
But house. Here, Fern, you're about to hear Fern name drop. You're about to hear how he texts with them. How he calls.
Shit,
with
I do want to hear this. I actually do want to hear the story. Yeah, yes,
man. It's this band for me as a kid. I've always grown up listening to it.
For me, it was Banda Machos, bro, to be honest with you, dog. Well, I love Banda Machos, dog.
Banda Machos was one of the initial bands that started next season, like, the whole, season. Like, oh my God, what's going on with this music?
The niche,
this is so cool.
The niche, yeah.
Yeah, the new stuff. But I had family members who always played Banda Recodo, and so you start seeing the difference between like how Banda Machos is of instrumentation, and you see 16 guys playing in a band, and Banda Machos is like 7 or 9. You know, so then you're like...
Nah, they were like 10 or 12. But yes, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And also, let's be honest, Fernie. Banda Recodo didn't like pop off until Julio Preciado got there.
Correct. Yeah.
All right?
I could admit to that.
Let's start there. Even though they've been around since the 30s.
Yeah.
Right? No, I'm just trying to put it all in perspective where we're at, fool.
Yeah.
Because they have accomplished a lot. And they still today, bro. And there's a band who stays relevant. Relevant?
Yes, relevant.
Relevant. Throughout different lead singers.
Yes.
Not many people can do that. This is why there is no more Banda Machos. There is no more Banda Maguey. There is no Banda Vallarta Show anymore, because after their lead singer who put them up there left, they were fucked, dog. Yeah,
pretty much.
Right? But Banda Recodo has not
let down. Yeah.
Fool. They don't. Fool. They keep fucking coming back with. Do you know a little bit more than me in this? That's why I'm going to be asking you. Like, I want to know. This is what I want to learn this episode. What I want to learn this episode is, how do they pick their new singers, fool?
Mm-hmm.
How do they decide on who takes over the lead singing?
Mm-hmm.
Where do these guys come from? Do they steal them from other bands? Mm-hmm. Do they sign them? Who scouts this shit? And why do they leave?
Yeah.
Why do they leave, fool?
So pretty much most of those answers, I mean, the answers to all of those is pretty much yes. Julio Preciado was in Banda Limón, la original Banda Limón.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
He was in Banda Limón, and he left to go to El Recodo. Because at that time, it was pretty much, if you would hear real banda music, it was Limón and El Recodo at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And
but real quick. Now, Banda Limón, also dope. Yeah. Now, they replaced Julio Preciado with a guy that sounds like Julio Preciado?
Yes.
Because
El Coyote used to be in El
Limón, right? And also, he sounds like Preciado.
You know what's crazy? Banda Limón to me is the band where everybody starts and then they leave.
The minor leagues.
Yeah.
Triple A?
No. Julio Preciado, El Coyote, Chuy Lizárraga.
Chuy Lizárraga was a Limón?
Yeah, Limón.
Why not with his family?
No, that's just because I'm Rodriguez. It's Alex Rodriguez. It's not my cousin.
Wait. So that Chuy Lizárraga is not related to Cruz Lizárraga?
No, I don't think so.
Wow. I learned something, bro.
I think.
That's a jam right there. It was a fucking jam.
Mimoso was part
I've heard that name.
Mimoso is the guy, he became a lead singer for Recodo too.
Órale.
So, but yeah, Julio Preciado originally was with them and went to El Recodo in 1991, I believe.
Yeah, early
90s. And he was there for a good 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much they're employees to the band. So they have a contract with the band. So when their contract's up,
they could. So leave. He couldn't bust up Julio Preciado y la banda El Recodo. He couldn't do that.
No, because the band's too big.
The band is the brand. Yeah.
That era, to
That's
me,
where Sonora Dinamita fucked up, because they broke up to like 12 pieces.
There's so many of them. Yeah, right? Everywhere. So many different. Yeah. After Julio Preciado left, they brought in two singers, in which one was El Mimoso and Carlos Arabia.
Ugly motherfuckers. Feos, cabrones. Pero de lo que tienen de cantante, lo tienen de feo.
No.
You didn't have to include
that. Yeah, Mimoso, to me, had a bad rap because you followed the greatest fucking singer
they had.
Both Carlos Arabia and Mimoso did great, and they kept the band high because they had a lot of hits during that era, even though like you said Mimoso is not the nicest thing to look at. He just has a great voice.
He's that
Sammy,
easy
you can put it right
eyes.
Here look, you can put him right here eyes. Yeah,
it was like if Fernie and Jerry had a baby.
Oh man.
Why do I only have 4 songs on my top 5, fool?
I thought
I did put 5, fool. I'm pretty sure I did. Unless I couldn't decide at the end
one. Yeah, I think at the end you probably didn't. Yeah, so like every, let's say, 7 years, each singer has like a 7-year contract with the band.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Pretty much at the end of your run, to give the banda a fresh start, or a fresh look.
They revamp.
They get somebody younger, somebody new.
Kind of like voice. Menudo. Remember Menudo, fool?
Yeah.
You know yourself. That Menudo, when you turn 18, you're done. You have to leave.
Oh, yeah.
I was, remember that, fool? That's off track too much, but I remember Siempre un Domingo Way.
Uh-huh.
Where I was watching.
La Despedida.
La Despedida.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When one fool has to leave. So I remember that. Man, this is a little cool, little fun shit fact for you guys. So Menudo was this big boy band of the 80s, right? And low-key, I liked them, right? Yeah. Could I have sisters, and I was forced to listen to this music, you know? Subeta mi moto and shit. And so anyways, I remember we're watching Siempre en Domingo, and it performed. Menudo performs. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the song, here comes Raul Velasco to announce that one of the members is now leaving because he is too old. He's 18. He's turning 18, so he's got to go. And obviously, everyone starts crying, you know? I got to take a step back, you know? Put him in. I get a little watery eye myself. And so they leave this fool. He leaves, dog. He like waves at the audience and he walks off. And then a new member
comes
jumps in and he's doing, and then he sings a new song with that fool, dog. Oh, but dude, that'd be dope to do that now. Like, what, imagine? That'd be fucking cool, dude.
It sounds
that
dramatic.
Fool, that fool just gets fired, dog, right there. He's even crying, wait.
And then, all right, nigga.
I remember my sister's crying, fool. My sister's crying her asses off. And, you know, I'm like 7, dog.
But
I'm
not you,
like,
of course.
Yeah, I mean, fool, I'm a fucking grown up. I'm like, what's up, fucking bitches, dog? Get your shit together over here, dog.
Have you really only cried 3 times in your life?
I think so, fool. To be honest, I don't remember crying, fool. I thought I was gonna cry with my firstborn, Diego. He was born in El Día de la Guadalupe, güey, next to a church with a mariachi playing as he was being born.
Oh wow!
And I still didn't fucking cry.
Right here on mission.
Yeah, on mission. And I still didn't cry, fool. Like I go, if I didn't cry for this, I don't think I'm gonna cry, fool.
Your son is not born into Food for Less. Huh?
Yeah, he's a smart and final.
Smart and final. Sorry.
And then my second son was born. I cried, but for a different reason. Because I didn't want another kid. I'm kidding, fool. I didn't cry either, fool. Like, I don't know. I can't think. I don't want to get too deep, but I've only cried for real meaningful fucking people, deaths and illnesses and shit like that, fool. But nothing like, que se diga.
That's pretty much what serial killers.
I thought I was going to cry. Honestly, fool, I thought I was going to cry when the Dodgers won a championship, fool.
You didn't?
I didn't. I got so happy, though. Like, I had this numb feeling in my body, fool. Like, something great just happened, fool. But a couple things were going on with my life. First, I had just gone through kidney surgery, fool.
Oh,
I was high on, I was fucking on meds, bro. So watching the Dodgers win the championship. Second, that COVID fucking championship with no fans in the stands kind of took the sting away a little bit, fool. Third, they were expected to win. They were expected to beat the fucking Rays, dog. So it was more of a don't fuck this up than, oh my God, I think we're going to win the championship. We're going to win the championship. So it was one of those, like, it was a build. And then they kind of dominated a few games. Against the Rays. What are we talking about here? What podcast is this, fool? It's not like, it's not my weekend here, fool.
We're going back to it.
I really thought I was going to cry when the Dodgers won the championship, fool, because I'm so invested in these motherfuckers every year, day in and day out, year in, year out. But a lot of those circumstances, that's why it prevented me to cry.
You know how to transition this? Let me transition back to El Recodo. You know that they're big Dodger fans, so.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They've been to the stadium a couple of times. That's where
I met them.
I met them. Mm-hmm. I met them a couple of times. And
name drop.
Yeah, met them. Worked for them for a little while.
Yeah, and, I want to hear about that. Yeah, like, I want to hear about that shit.
And you know,
but when you meet them, like, do you meet the 12th member, the 12th man, like the part-time member?
No, I met all of them.
The sound guy,
and kept a cool relationship with some of the management guys. And yeah, like, it just became a friendship.
Well, here's a question I have for you, Doc. Real question, serious question, yeah, Doc. Yeah. Okay, so ¿cuántos miembros son en la banda?
18.
18, okay. Yeah. ¿Y esos miembros, güey?
Wait, 16 or 18.
Ponle que 18, güey.
Yeah.
These members, fool, do they have backups?
No.
They can't make it to a gig? Are they full-time?
Yes.
Are they part-time? Are they revolving? What does that look like? How do they... I would think, fool, uno de esos güey, especially during COVID or whatever the fuck, unos güeyes se van a enfermar. No puede ir, se encabronó con la vieja, güey, lo dejó la vieja, güey, can't make it. What happens if one motherfucker can't make it with the Trump, one of the trumpet fools can't make it, fool?
Well, that's why they have, I think, three in each section. But usually everybody is part of the band. There's no replacements.
There's no replacements.
Everybody's a full-time employee. And yeah, they're all there. They all show up. Yeah.
Is there a longer tenure? That 7-year contract, does that go for everybody in the
band? No, it's only the singers. Singers.
So the band member dudes...
There's guys that have been there for like 30 years right now. There's one man that's been there a long time. The Mario.
The fool with the clarinet?
The trumpet. He's a trumpet player.
Trumpet.
And also Poncho, who's the main guy of the band now that his dad's... he's the main guy.
He's Poncho, a singer or what?
No, he plays the clarinet.
Clarinet, dude.
The dad played the clarinet. He played the clarinet. His brothers, two brothers were in the band.
Is that looking dude?
Yeah, Herman.
Yeah.
Herman. He was the one in charge once the dad died. And then once he left the band, Poncho took over. But the other brother was also involved a little while ago, but he recently just retired.
Who's the singer now?
Right now, they have some guy named Ricky and Giovanni. Mondragon or something like that. But yeah, those are the two guys right now.
So, Jerry, you're saying that you didn't really listen or... Your parents didn't listen to like...
Nah, banda was not a big thing for us. Just like at parties, if anything, fool. But, you know, the thing is that once Julio Preciado started, you know... Oh, Julio Preciado really did take that shit to the next level, bro.
Yeah.
Because I was a big Banda Machos fan. Banda Maguey. You know, probably those two are my favorites. The other one was Mexicano and...
That's electronic.
Yeah, they were like whatever, dog. Yeah. They were like whatever, fool. But for me, it was Banda Machos and Banda Maguey. Dog. They were the shit, fool. And then I got introduced to Banda Recodo, way. I heard Julio Preciado for the first time, bro. Then he started singing those Juan Gabriel songs, bro. And the game was over, bro. Game was over, fool. Yeah. That motherfucker, love his voice. Love his everything about him, fool. His swag, his style, his confidence. Like, he just looked like a happy, jolly, big, fat guy, fool. I loved everything about that, fool.
And he had
I loved
a great, great voice, man.
Great voice, bro.
What about you, Fred? Your little backstory with Recodo, or how'd you start listening to them?
Well, like I said, my... family members who were like involved in music, they would always have different stuff around. But in that era, like Jerry said, Banda Machos was big. But my family was more like instrumentation, and they introduced that early on. And I just became a fan of it early on, and love Julio Preciado's voice. And they just, it brought a different element to it. Like how Jerry said with that, to me, with that CD, the homenage to Juan Gabriel.
It was like a two-part series, no? Or double CD?
It was a big CD, but I don't remember exactly. But you just hear the songs that you would hear as a kid from Juan Gabriel, but also in a banda and in a great voice. Like how he interpreted those songs were so, so good.
Yeah, it wasn't just like drunk music. It wasn't just like paisa music. It was maybe because it was Juan Gabriel's songs. It's what made it.
I think so.
That.
But yeah.
Because it wasn't just like they
sprinkled.
Ando bien pedo. Bien loco. Like, it wasn't just that, fool.
Yeah.
Let's play a little bit. What's the Julio Preciado?
Fool, come on, dog. Let's start with Costumbres.
Costumbres. You can play Costumbres.
That's the one. And I was like, wait. What's going on? What's this?
Yeah.
That's when I dropped my pinche
panties.
Yeah. That's when I dropped my Indio Quiere Llorar t-shirt. And I picked up Banda Recodo.
Me de ti. Cuéntame. Le tu vida.
Tell me about yourself. Sabes tú muy bien.
The instrumentation on this is very good, and it just gives it, like I said, a different flavor to what you originally hear this song. With Juan Gabriel, it's very more slow tempo, and it's just Juan Gabriel singing, and then just in the back, very, yeah.
Olvidarme. Damn. Strong. Oh, such a just, beautiful voice.
Nobody ever like
him. Y otra vez.
You know, he recently, they reunited for a tour.
With Julio?
With Julio.
I heard he was like ill though.
Yeah, he's ill. He's ill.
And what does he sound like now? Not like this.
Not like this. Of course not. But he's still Julio Prestado. You know, he has a voice.
Oh, man, bro. I would have loved to see that.
They did a couple shows in Mexico. Like, big shows. They were sold out. What the fuck, fool? Like, in big auditoriums. Yeah, it was good.
I thought he was like done singing, fool.
Well, that's why they brought him back. Just, you know?
Give him a little fucking...
Yeah. Give him his flowers before, dog. That's what they're doing.
Now, with this song right here, Vámonos de Fiesta, right? Mm-hmm. Is that song before the, you can play that one, please? Vámonos de Fiesta esta noche. That's the one you remember, like, at the parties with them fools and shit. And I think that was his coming out song for me.
See, I think Jerry liked this because this is the type of music that was going on at night. In that time, it was just all fast beat, dancing and everything. Yep. And people wanted to dance, you know? Yeah.
You get down, Jerry, or what?
Nah, yes and no. I mean, I could dance it, but I don't get down.
Yeah.
I don't get down.
I seen that video, Jerry, when you were in Baja, when you were in front of the banda,
yeah. That shit went viral, bro. Really? Viral, yeah. That shit hit like almost a million views. Bro.
Wow.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, that's cool.
Vámonos de fiesta esta noche. Vámonos de fiesta esta noche. Beautiful. Smooth, fool. I want to give a shout out to my homie, El Monote Cesar Ruiz. He's probably going to be listening to this shit because he loves kind of music, fool. And he's a follower of our shows. And I want to give him a shout out because, when we talked about Pepe Aguilar for a little bit, I told him one of my friends looks just like him.
Yeah.
All right, Francisco Ruiz looks just like Pepe Aguilar, right?
Yeah.
His brother, El Monote Cesar Ruiz, looks just like Julio Preciado, bro.
Really?
Exactly, fool. Exactly, bro. So, like, we used to go out to the clubs and shit. And no te miento, like, the girls would be on. He's a big, heavyset guy. Yeah. You know, heavyset guy looking like Julio Preciado. And the girls would like, just gravitate to him because he looked like this little dog. Yeah. I go, you know he's fat, right? You know the big motherfucker, you know? Right, have you checked his cholesterol before you take him out to dance? Before you buy him another beer, have you checked his fucking blood pressure? Hey. I was hating, basically, what I'm trying to say here. That's so funny. So he's listening. I know he's going to listen to these because he's a listener to American Wannabes and Islam My Weekend. Shout out to the homie El Monote, güey. And yeah, bro. He loved that. He loved that attention that he looked like that fool and his brother looked like Pepe Aguilar. You put those fools together. It was a trip, dog. It was a fucking trip.
What a Banda Macho song can we play just to get a little taste?
Let's just play the funny Unido Quiere Llorar because that's the classic. That's the classic. Oh no! This is a great song for we're gonna do Banda Machos, bro. We have to do Banda Machos. I don't care if it's a 15-minute set, fool, but we're gonna do Banda Machos.
We're gonna do Indio Queda Llorar,
and
that's it.
Yeah, nah, man, they got some bangers.
I know. They got some bangers. They had 1994 lost.
Yeah, ellos también cambiaron de cantante after Raúl Ortega. They still did pretty good.
Yeah, they did okay.
Still pretty good. Yeah, this is a great song because at the end of the day, it's funny because like you're singing. Un indio quiere llorar, güey. Se aguanta las ganas. Se enamoró en la ciudad. Se enamoró de una dama. De esas. De la sociedad. Yes. Que tienen hielo en el alma. This dummy. This idiot was just doing fine in his hut. And he decided to leave his little poor fucking pueblo and go out to the city, right? And in the city, he finds his woman. He falls in love with her. This bitch, though, has a heart of fucking
ice.
Yeah.
That's too hilarious. It's like India Maria. But...
And she goes up, and he goes up to her. Y ella lo insulta y rechaza, güey.
That's hilarious. All right, back to Ricardo. Sorry. I just wanted to get a little taste of...
I like the fact that the twist is... I am that Indian.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Indio.
End, yeah.
So yo. Yeah, it's so funny because you're singing it. And you're like, yes, Indio. So yo. Wait, what? Wait a minute. I was making fun of him. Turns out it's me. It's hilarious, fool. Puede olvidar. No. That's a la mata. Porque ese Indio yo soy. What? Go ahead, fool. Dude, these guys have been everywhere. Fool, they perform like at the White House and shit.
Yeah,
dog.
They perform at the White House.
Obviously, dude, Dodger Stadium.
They didn't perform Dodger Stadium. They just go. They go to the
oh,
game.
Oh, they just go kick it in the bleachers.
Like, I went to the game.
No, man. Do they go in uniform?
No, they don't. They just go. They go at them. So
that's what I would do.
Like I said, that's where I met them, and I got them on the field, and they took a picture with them in the like a group picture and everything. It was cool because it was a 4th of July game. Julio Diaz was pitching.
Dope.
And when he was out there, they were playing his song, like when he was warming up pitching.
Yeah,
and
that's
they were
cool.
All pumped up. Like I was chilling with them right there for a little bit. And when Julio was warming up the beginning of the game, you know how they play their song, whatever. And they were playing El Sinaloense, and they were playing it, Banda Recodo's version of it. And it was cool, man. It was it was cool. But yeah, they played in all six continents. Well, seven continents. But there's seven continents, but they played in all six.
In Africa?
Yeah, they played in Africa.
They've been in Africa.
They've been in Africa because of the World Cup. When the World Cup was in Africa,
they go to every World Cup.
It counts, dog.
I guess it counts.
It counts, dog. They played in all continents, dude. So.
Even though, like, when I performed for the troops, but it was during a time of peace. There was, like, no war going
on,
fool.
But you performed for the troops.
I performed for the troops.
There you go. Technicalities count, dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, dude. There's also José Alfredo Jiménez wrote El Corrido de Mazatlán for El Recodo.
No way.
Yeah.
José Alfredo Jiménez died
long way.
No, not in 67.
70 something. But the song was originally in 1969. But if you ever go to Mazatlán and you don't hear El Corrido de Mazatlán, you didn't go to Mazatlán.
Yeah, you didn't go to Mazatlán.
Because they play it everywhere. All day, all night.
You go to play it full. Yesterday, which is, by the way, interesting that you bring up José Alfredo Jiménez, obviously one of the greats of all time. Mm-hmm. He always performed with a banda behind him, or many times. Why not ever put the two together?
What do you mean?
Why not have Banda Recodo be his fucking banda?
He has a whole album with them.
Yeah. He does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. I just wondered why he would.
Like he even says, it's necessary.
Beautiful voice, José Alfredo Jiménez, though.
Yeah, he died a few years after this, and like 4 or 5 years after this. So it's like obviously the end of his career.
I saw his movie, dog. There's a movie about him, and he was just a drunk fuck, dog. Mm. But a beautiful man and great talent, and one of the greats.
You gotta do him at one point.
But they basically portrayed him the whole movie being a drunk, like the whole time he was just drunk.
Yeah. So in one of those tours that they did in France. In 1985, well, they did a Europe tour, and they have a live album from France.
No way.
Yeah. It's 1995, and within that tour is when Cruz Lizárraga died. So, like, he didn't go to the tour.
He was
over here, and when he died, they were in one of those shows out there.
By the way, do they live in the United States or in Mexico?
They live in Mexico. They're predominantly, all of them live in Mazatlán.
No way.
Yeah.
Mazatlán is norte, right?
No.
The sur?
Yeah, it's on the left side. It's Sinaloa, fool.
Side to side?
Yeah. On the west side. Right. It's one side. Yeah, Sinaloa, yeah.
So they're not out here?
No.
I thought they would be in Cali.
They visit, but...
Like a visa could be a motherfucker.
Yeah.
They're pretty strict on the visas, fool. Well, you say because they go to Dodger games and you work for them for a little bit?
Yeah.
Tell me about that experience, fool.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Like, a few little things that, you know, like going... Taking people places.
You got to peek behind the curtain for a little bit.
Yeah, like going on the buses. Pretty
what
much
were you like, doing for them?
Like pretty much like a helper, a gopher, whatever. Yeah. You want to call it whatever you want.
Yeah,
I was just in the mix, you know.
Yeah.
They needed help and they asked
I
me.
I would do that for those theaters in the heartbeat.
Exactly, dude. So they had a show in the Microsoft Theater, and they needed help. And
you were just doing local shit?
Like everything here. Yeah. And man, it was great, you know, because you get to, you know, hang around them and, you know, you talk about stuff that you guys like they like baseball a lot, and they saw me, they remembered me from the stadium, a lot of them did, and we would just chill out and keep it cool.
So I just feel like our families and shit.
Oh, they tell you
about the life, man. You should have done like that movie Almost Famous. You seen that movie? He got to be like a roadie for a little bit and Almost Famous, and he's like riding the whole fucking, that's what you should have done.
And
fool, that's
crazy,
what I would have done.
It's crazy because they when they had their 80th anniversary, they invited me to Mazatlán for their big concert in Carnaval. In Mazatlan every year they have...
You went to that, no?
Yeah, I went to that.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was crazy, yeah. Dude. They just told me, pay for your flight and we'll take care of your hotel. And
pay for flight, pay for your tickets, pay for a hotel, and
we'll give you...
You're welcome. You're welcome.
We'll wave at you.
Yeah.
No, it was just, pay for your flight and we'll take care of the hotel and you will get you your tickets for the concert.
Dope.
Yeah, dude. So after party, you hang out with them. And then the next day, I had some stuff that I was trying to do with them. With my job, where they were going to be spokesmen for them. And the thing just fell through. And timing and everything. But I was presenting a plan to them and everything. And I went to Poncho's house. And we were talking, like, right. Fucking big old mansion in Mazatlan, you know. So it's cool, man. It's cool that it's from listening to them and just hearing them and being part of, you know, a relationship. And, like... For my birthday, he fucking sends me a text, you know, happy birthday. And it's like,
what? That's cool, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's a cool feeling, you know, having people like that, you know, they go out of their way to show love to you.
Does it mean more than when I text you happy birthday, or is like,
well,
the
same
feeling?
Well, you never text me happy birthday.
The same feeling?
Actually, you never text me happy birthday.
Fern's name drops are way cooler than...
You think so?
Jerry's had
so
far. You met Boogies at the airport.
Jerry. This one gets text messages from them.
Jerry took me in when I was on my lowest. Jerry took me in. So that's the biggest. Yeah. That's the biggest floss right there.
Yeah, you got to move. Who else gets to get kicked out of the house and moves into a celebrity house? Who else?
He kicked out his roomie so I could live in his house.
I did actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Fern was like, yeah, you know, my friend's on HBO Max, but he's gonna let me crash for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big two-story house.
Yeah, it's a two-story house. He's letting me have one of the rooms. I don't know which room, but one of the rooms.
He knows Chingo Bling. It's not that big of a deal, but...
He opened for Chingo Bling.
Let's get into the top five.
Let's get into it.
Let's go, Jerry. You failed the assignment. You only put four.
I don't know what happened, dog. I'm sure I did food. All right, we already heard Costumbre, so let's go. My favorite. This is the one. I think this is the one that blew him up, fool. Acábame de matar.
That one's good.
Yes. Acábame de matar. That's the one I remember hearing for the first time. Like, who is this motherfucker, dog? He's a dope ass food, huh?
Then the next one for you is your anthem, right?
For sure. Hell yeah.
Mujer
casada. Yeah. But it is funny because Acábame de matar reminds you of a Cesar El Monote, the guy. Every time I would see him, I'd be like, Acábame de matar. Just like every time he would like walk in somewhere. Yeah, every time you'd come out like, he loved it though. Like, put it on, fool.
We're naming them.
All right, si quieres, of course, Costumbres, Acábame de matar por una mujer casada, fool. And there's so many others, fool, that I want to miss. I'm gonna stick with Julio Preciado, dog. All right.
Oh, you're gonna stay that era.
Yeah. Probably mi fracaso, bro.
Mi fracaso. Yeah. That's a Juan Gabriel.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So mine is "Vas a llorar por mí," which is 2000s. "Mi vicio más grande," "Consecuencias de mis acciones," "Homenaje a un príncipe," which is fucking great song. "No tengo la culpa." My favorite El Recodo song of all time, but it's also a Juan Gabriel song, El Día Que Me Acaricies Lloraré, which is a fucking banger.
I have it right here, fool. Yeah, fool. Can you play that one, fool, please? Let's start with that one. Yes, sir. Yeah, bro.
I don't have the lyrics for this one. I don't need it.
Oh, just fucking...
No, this is it.
This is a shotgun.
Yeah. It's a beautiful song, fool.
Yeah. Because it's pretty much speaking like sort of the same thing that we've always gone over, right? The guy loves the girl, but she doesn't love him. And I would be happy with you. The day that you actually love me,
touch me,
I'm going to fucking die. I'm going to.
It's over.
Happy. I'm going to be happy.
Yeah. I will orgasm.
Yeah. But this song is from that tour in 1995 in France. That album is not that great, but this song in that,
yeah,
it is amazing.
Estoy acostumbrado a tus desprecios. I'm used to your insults and put downs and of your nose, but I love you so much that I don't care, dude. I'll keep trying.
I'll take up with the abuse.
I'll take the abuse, bro.
If you wanted to leave me, you could have left me already. But you know how difficult it is to find love. So that's why you're still with me.
And to find somebody who loves you this much like I do, as much as I do. Yeah. Let me just collect myself.
Collect your thoughts, your feelings. Pick a banger for the beautiful people listening.
Let's go fucking por una mujer casado, wey. We gotta go. Por una mujer, story of my life, dog. Oh, I love this. Look at the swag of this guy, fool. I like how he was talk like this, fool. It's like, this guy actually feels like he's not fortunate. He's just having a good time, fool. Una mujer casada, me dicen que de morir. Mentiras, no me hacen nada. Yeah, quieres seguir. Bro, they keep saying they're going to kill me because I'm fucking with this married chick, but ain't nobody going to do shit, doc. She wants me, fool.
I'll return her later on.
Yeah, let me just hang out for a little bit. I'll give her back.
Pretty much what it says, dude.
Yes, sir.
Jerry's hero. Hero track.
Después se las vuelvo a traer. Damn, fool. Chaparrita. ¿De dónde? De Huntington Park, California.
Put on Mi Vicio Más Grande.
Hola, hola, hola.
This one, I have a cool little story about this song. So, about two, three years
That's
ago.
That's a jam right here, dog.
It's pretty much saying to live your life, you know, because you only have one life kind of shit. But the story behind this is my son was able to come out in a little commercial for the remix of this song.
For real?
For real. So, and it's on, we'll put it up here, Sammy. But we recorded a little 40-second or little commercial. And I'm proud of it because, you know, like my son's even part of this.
Is it? Explain it a little bit.
It's like a little commercial pretty much to promote the song.
Oh, okay.
In an album. Yeah, the remix of it.
Okay.
So that's the actual video?
It's a little commercial video for it.
Got it.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram. We'll put it up right here.
Cool.
And
YouTube.com/comedianJerry.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, dude, it was crazy. For me, it's like, my son doesn't listen to us, but after this, like, he has a Cruz Lizarraga shirt, and he wears it proudly, you know, because he was part of it, you know, and when he was at the concert, he was, like, feeling cool, you know, because that was the same time that it was coming out. Around that same time, that video was coming out on their website. So it was pretty cool, man.
That's tight.
Yeah.
So what's the song again? You're saying it's just to live life.
Mi vicio más grande.
My biggest
which
vice.
Which is, my biggest vice is to live my life. Oh, to live happy, to be cool. Because, you know, you have a lot of defeats, a lot of everything. But, you know, I get up stronger.
Who's the singer?
This is Giovanni. Let me get his name right, dude. I'm going to want to fucking butcher it more than I already have. Giovanni.
Jerry, while he does it, you want to pick another one or
how you feeling I was looking for some ownership.
De Matar, let's try that one.
I thought we did that one already.
Did we?
Oh, you never played it.
No.
Pa que me sirve herido.
No, it's Giovanni Mondragon.
Yes, sir. It's Julio Preciado. Julio for you Preciado right here
still. So finish killing me.
Yeah, why are you leaving me like this, dog? Just might as well kill me already. You've already hurt me enough, though.
He's like a wounded animal.
I'm just a wounded fucking lamb. Acábame de matar. Pa' que me sigas. I keep saying, pa' que me sigas. Acábame de matar. Pa' que me dejas herido.
You're just leaving him wounded.
No vuelves más. Me vas a dejar herido. Por eso mejor te pido que me acabes de matar. They like to repeat a lot of their verses. Makes it easier to fucking...
To remember
it.
This is definitely a part of the Toxica playlist. Or Toxico playlist.
Yeah. Cuando te tuve en mis brazos. I was so happy when I had you in my arms. In fact, let me repeat that again. Cuando te tuve en mis brazos.
He's just trying to make a point, dude.
Te perdí. Pedazos. Yo estoy sufriendo por ti y tú ni me haces caso. Yo estoy sufriendo por ti. Beautiful, dog.
All right, Fern, what about you?
Let's go with Tengo una ilusión.
Tengo una ilusión, banda recodo.
This could be putting all the novela hits.
No, I think, I have a little backstory about this song. So Don Cruz Lizárraga wrote this for his wife while she was in the hospital. So it gives you a little bit more like, oh shit, you know, for her to get better.
It's a jam for this. I really like this song.
And this is the era of Mimoso and Carlos Arabia. So, like I tell you, he gets a bad, not a bad rap, but it's just, people always say like, oh, that the golden era is from Julio Preciado, but these guys held their own. They really made the band a lot more popular. They had a lot of hits when Mimoso and Carlos Arabia were the head of the band. And beautiful fucking voice too, man. Like I tell you, Mimoso has a great voice. It's just...
Que ilumina mi existir. Quisiera que este amor no marchitara.
You're a little off key there, Jay.
Que siempre nos amemos. I thought it was nos mamemos.
Yeah, that's your version. The remix. So, el homenaje a un príncipe, which is pretty much a popurrí of José José songs.
Oh, shit.
So, they beautifully, beautifully, beautifully put them all together. Like, they did little snippets of it. The first one, I believe, is Almohada. Beautiful fucking rendition.
I'm not a big song of José José, but the popurrí is fucking on fire, yeah, bro.
They remade fire. It. A few years ago, I mean, probably a couple months ago, they remade it with their new singers. And when he died. So this is the newer version. But the original version with Carlos Arabia and Mimoso, even though these guys are good, you feel it with the original. It's okay. You can leave it with this one. Okay. But this is great arrangement for all, I believe it's four songs. Let me see which songs it actually is.
And I think we're debating doing José José for another season.
I'm down, fool. I'm down. I mean, I give him props, fool. He is one of the greats. I was just never one of the... I never bought an album or anything.
You didn't fuck with him like that?
Nah. I don't know. It's like same thing with Luis Miguel. Like, I give Luis Miguel props. I love the show. Obviously, I've mentioned him many times. But him, like, his music, like, I don't have him in my shuffle, fool.
How you feel about Luis Miguel, Fern?
I love Luis Miguel.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen him in concert. Never met him, but... Would have loved to.
Hell yeah.
Would love to. But no, big fan. When the series first came out, I was on it.
Oh.
I was right on
it. I was against it.
Yeah, because, and I told him. Like, about, I told the guys, I was like, dude, this Luis Miguel series is the fucking shit. And they're like, what? Like, what the fuck? What are you watching? You know? I'm like, no, dude. It gives you, like, everybody always thinks that Luis Miguel is a fucking prick or he's a snobby asshole. Yeah.
Which he is.
That
and I like it that he portrays that.
Yeah. And that he had it all. But the first season gives you the idea of why. Why? Yeah. Why he's the way he is and how fucked up his childhood was.
Yeah, he's a fucked up childhood.
So it's like, damn, okay. You feel a little different towards him, but...
He has mommy issues, daddy issues.
That's
mommy issues shit was fucking crazy, dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's fucking intense, Netflix. Bro.
Yeah, it's really
intense, dog. Nah, I love Ana Recuerdo, for Julio Preciado. And the other guys afterwards did a pretty good job. But for me, I always do retract that. Yay, yay. Back to Banda... Julio Preciado times four. What about Dime Que Me Quieres, wey?
Dime Que Me Quieres. That's a good one.
It's one of the newer songs.
Yeah.
They've been very lucky with their singers, fool, is what I'm trying to tell you, dog. It's like, I just trip out, like, where do they find these guys? You say they get promoted from other bands. Yeah. Obviously, they have the pockets for that to offer a better deal. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously an honor to be called on to be the lead of fucking Banda Recodo, bro.
La madre de todas las
sí, wey. You think they'll ever have a woman lead singer?
No, you never know.
You never know, dude. I know you're trying to instigate something, but maybe.
Oh, you guys fucking didn't go along with me. All right. Well, I'm pulling for it, too, just to let you guys know.
Maybe even a gay singer, perhaps?
Oof. Who's to say? There's 18 guys in the band. Chances are. Imagine, fool.
Oh, this is when... This was the era when El Yaqui was the singer. El Yaqui was a young kid, and he was portrayed to have going to take the band to a higher level, but he messed up his voice.
How?
Sting just overdoing it.
Oh, shit.
Overdoing it or probably doing some other shit. But he messed up his voice, so they had a...
So this guy singing right here does not sound like that no more.
Well, he let go. He stopped singing for a while, probably like, let's say, 5-10 years. And he's back. He's doing his own shit by himself.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But El Yaqui, he's come out with songs with Grupo Firme and stuff like that.
No, no
There's
way.
There's a few songs that Grupo Firme makes it like pretty popular, but they're all Recodo songs. So he was the one playing in it. So it's pretty cool.
Damn.
It brings back like a lot of people to those songs because a Grupo Firme, a lot of kids are just listening to it. And they've never heard, like, let's say, different old songs that they're, all the covers that Feedman is doing some.
Yeah.
Damn, Fern really knows his shit, dude.
Sick, dog. Sick, fool. I like Pena I like Tras Pena.
Pena
Tras Pena.
Pene Tras Pene, did you say?
Yeah, Pene Tras Pene. Life of... Story of my life. Pena. Yeah, baby boy. Destrozan mi vida. Vámonos, vámonos, vámonos. Everybody. When I play this music like, with my kids in the car, I do the hook and then I'm like, it's like, all right, everybody now, oh, todos. And they're just like, what? What happened? What's going on? And so it was two lead singers and they sang pretty much at the same time.
Like either one would take the lead and then.
That's
the,
pretty cool, yeah, dog.
Stuff like that.
Como lastiman a mi pobre corazón. Sad and tired. I'm just waiting here to die because I don't want this. I don't want a life without your love. Let the hook play. Vámonos. Diosito santo, que feo me sabe la miel amarga de su traición, pero la quiero con toda el alma. Despite her unfaithfulness and her cheating ways and her bitchy attitude, still, I love her.
I don't know if that, that's
I it. Love her.
Jerry's fired up right now.
Q!
It's you. It's a you, I.
Oh, you. It's just you? I thought it was Cubo, like
no,
Cubo.
No, you!
I thought it was just Q! Yeah.
It's like Soldier Boy.
You! You! Yeah. You. Soldier Boy stole it from Elizabeth. Yeah. There you go.
What about La Fea? Do they sing like Fea?
Yeah.
Oh, fool, put La Fea, fool. I don't have it in my thing. I was like,
yeah,
La Fea is funny.
That's a cumbia,
dog.
Right?
Yeah.
The one that the chick dances.
Oh, yeah, I do have a La Fea right here. Yeah! Hey! You know, hey! 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 Rico! Yeah, fool. They're dope, fool. They're a good time, dog, for sure, dog.
What are you going to say, Fern?
No, I think this song... Oh, no, no, no.
Nadie baila con la fea. No one's singing with the ugly one.
No, no one's dancing with that.
No one's dancing with the ugly one.
Another track Jerry relates to.
Nadie, like, no one wants to take her out to dance.
On a personal
but her,
level.
She's dancing by herself and having a great, she's living her best life on her own, even though she's ugly as fuck.
As she should.
Yeah.
This is like the original Yo Perrea Solo. Yo Perrea Solo.
Yeah, as long as Banda Recodo's playing, I'm going to keep dancing.
That's tight.
At any point, does anyone does take her out to dance? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, they do. Here we go. Yeah, there you
but
go.
But no, everybody wants to dance with her at the end because she's dancing does. So good that everybody wants to dance with that thing.
Yeah.
That's the point of the
bailando, right. Or like, everybody was watching. Like, oh, my God. She's a great dancer, but she's so ugly, man. But she's ugly, but she's a great dancer. And so eventually...
Everybody wants to dance with
her. Everybody wants to dance with her. See, this is why. Look, I'm not a good dancer, fool. I'm not. I always wanted to be a good dancer. I always wanted to be a dancer because I've seen some ugly ass fools.
They know how to move.
Just dancing with some badass chicks, dog. And I remember like the Mayan and shit like that. Even La Boom or whatever you go. I'm not a good dancer. I'm a 1, 2, 3, cha cha cha. 1, 2, 3, cha cha cha. 1, 2, 3, cha cha cha. 1, 2, 3, cha and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1. Don't talk to me. 1 and 2, 1.
I'm looking at my feet. I'm looking at my feet.
I'm basic, fool. I do the basic moves, the basic steps. Nothing crazy, fool. But I watch other fools that could dance, bro. And damn, fool. Like. Because I'm not the best looking guy in the world. I don't even know this, fool. But I'm not the best looking guy in the world, fool.
And so here's the most,
you're the mimoso of comedy.
I go. I was a mimoso of comedy. And it was either got to be a good dancer or learn how to tell jokes. I got to do one of the two things, fool, because this face is not getting me laid, though.
And you had two left feet. So obviously you took the joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, all right, fool. This is like a theme song to the podcast, actually, this one right here.
This would be.
Put Vas a llorar por mí.
Okay. You will cry for me, yes. Fern once.
That's not a threat.
This is a total drinking song.
Take a swig, dude. It's 12:30 p.m. Oh, basically.
I got drunk on Easter's.
Celebrating the good Lord.
Yeah.
Just right, so what's the rundown on this one, Fern?
So it's pretty much saying, like, you know, it's a breakup song, or like not breakup song. It's more of a, you know, you're gonna regret leaving me. You're gonna regret everything you've ever did to me.
You're gonna regret it, bitch.
Yeah, I swear. Like I'm happy that you're no longer with me.
But you're just lying to yourself.
I just made a whole song about it. I just created an entire song, but it's not a big deal. Like,
you're not worth my time. But guess what? I spent 4 days writing this song for you. It's fucking. Yeah. I should say that somewhere, Paul. Right? Tú no vales la pena.
Yeah, this
pero
is.
Aquí me tienes. Escribiendo esta canción.
This is a current song. It's, well, it's probably like 7 and 9 years old. 2013.
Here's a good question for both of you guys. I haven't even asked in this whole series, fool. Yes. Do you think you guys can write a song, fool? You think you could write a song, fool? Or have you written a song?
No, I've never written
a song. You're looking at me like you've written a song.
No.
Oh, well, see, funny that you asked you.
No.
I think his journal.
You know what, Jerry? I'm going to answer this because you hear music and you listen to it and you go, this
how
is
do they
so
do that?
Yeah. This is so easy. Yes. I could have came up with this.
Right.
And then you start thinking, okay, I'm going to write something.
And you can't.
I can't.
No, you're tampoco. I don't have musical skills like that, fool. I don't. No musical skills. I can't rap. Obviously, I can't sing, as I've shown you every episode so far. Yes. I can't rhyme. I can't freestyle. Like, yeah. I can't imagine sitting down with a notepad and writing bars, fool. Like, that's crazy, dog. That's fucking insane, dude. I would love to, though. I would love to try one day. A ver qué me sale, güey.
I think it's similar to a joke. It's like a setup and then punchline.
It is like a setup and punchline. But then there's a chorus. Like, there's no chorus in jokes, you know? I would think I would just start, like, taking a little bit of every fucking song I've ever sung in my life, you know? Pero no te sigo siendo el rey, okay? Y voy a volver. Aunque vaya con los tragos amargos, no importa.
I'll see you at the Noah Noah.
Yeah, like. I'll see you when we met at the Noah Noah. Like, bro, like, just imagine just like a bunch of shit like that.
It's a potpourri. Jerry's potpourri of all his favorite songs.
But yo sé que te acordarás.
Banger, bro. This banger. Is one. We forgot. I almost forgot. This is what happens, fool. Like, that's why we want you guys to send in your favorite songs from these artists, too, because we, you know, we spend about 45 minutes to an hour doing this, but we do forget some, dog. I mean, this is where you send in un chingo de la big-ass libraries, fool. And like, this one we almost forgot.
Yeah. This is a fucking song, dude.
Yes,
yeah,
this is a beautiful song.
This is a fucking... This is, again, the same concept of the other one, right? You're no longer with her, but you know you're gonna remember everything.
You may have broken up with me, yeah, but you're never gonna forget me. Basically, is a concept.
You relate that? Relate
I
to
give
that
you
as well?
Everything.
You relate to that?
Well, I know for a fact, bro. I ain't trying to flex here on anybody, fool. But I know for a fact, most of my ex remember, like, they still like, oh yeah, because I was a good guy. I was a good guy. I was a good time. I was funny. I just, you know, did some bad things. You know what I mean?
Just contradicted yourself there.
Yeah. But I want to write a joke basically how I'm such a great boyfriend, but except for this part. Yeah. Except for this part.
There's one little detail.
But I do feel like because I got a lot of girls, ex-girlfriends who like still follow me on Facebook and still like they don't text me or hit me up or nothing like that. But they still, like, follow me, which is, like, you could tell they're not even rencor contra me. Like, there's no anger or spite or, you know, ugliness towards me. And, I don't know. I'm just trying to ramble here.
Do you think if you would, like, hit them up, would they want to?
It depends on their situation.
Percentages.
It would be... 30 to 40%. I don't want to say half.
Yeah.
I don't want to say half.
You want to throw 40. Everybody's going to look up and be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
So if you're listening.
Yeah.
And you know Jerry from a past life.
You know, I met a composer. I think I told you guys in another one of the episodes. Tamarindo. His name is Tamarindo.
Oh yeah.
Out there in Phoenix, Arizona. Shout out to Tamarindo. Hit him up. Let him know about this podcast, fool. And he writes songs. Fool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He wrote songs for
he's a very good composer.
Yeah, he's a fan of mine. Fool. Like, wow. We follow each other. He came
shout
to
out
the show.
Tamarindo.
Yeah.
He wrote. I think a lot of Larry Hernandez hits.
Yeah, 205K fucking blue check mark.
Yeah, he was a big part of
name
the
drop.
Whole. What is the the corridos fucking era. He was very big part of it.
He's fucking...
He has Tamarindo Records and all that stuff.
Awesome. Like every ahí está con los Tucanes.
Yeah.
Dope people.
Like, we even came like out to Gerardo Ortiz and all those people.
He was out. I was out there with Chingo actually, fool. But he was out there Chingo. And
you
then
had
he,
to name drop. Of course.
I'm sorry, man. I know that I mentioned I'm on Netflix too, dog. No, but he was really cool, dog. This guy was super cool. He came out to me, like followed each other. He gave me one of his hats, but I don't wear hats. Yeah,
no, he threw it this way.
He has a restaurant.
Yeah,
he has like a restaurant out there in Phoenix. Well, he's living it up, bro. Beautiful wife and all that shit, bro. He's like, doing a great, great shit out there. Yeah, I didn't know which songs he wrote though, man.
No.
Yeah, I just know that it was like for Larry Hernandez and a couple other people. He says.
I think probably like Gerardo Ortiz and
Gerardo Ortiz most likely. Yeah. Hell yeah.
One last one, Sammy.
Okay.
Una más.
Consecuencias de mis acciones. That one's specifically written for Jerry G.
Ooh.
And the record got they listened to It's Not My Weekend and they were like
they got inspired by the Jerry G story. They saw which one? It's Not My Weekend.
Actos,
it's
you said?
No, Consecuencias de mis actos. Yeah. The song is pretty much talking about how he fucked up his life and like I'm now dealing with the consequences of all my actions. Because I don't have you anymore.
Damn.
Yeah.
Jerry, you need to listen up, dude.
I got you, Don.
Take notes.
I don't know this one, actually. That's what I'm going to say, wait.
This was later on. This was the singers here. I could tell who they are. It's Giovanni Mondragon. Was it Mondragon? And Charlie Perez.
If you're so badass, dude, who's playing the third clarinet?
That is Joel and... Nah, dude, it's cool. It's cool actually having them, like, you know, and I'm not saying, oh, they're my friends and all that stuff, but it's like, you know, you...
Conocidos?
Yeah, son conocidos, dude. And it's like, dude, I don't know. It's just cool. It's a cool feeling. It's a cool feeling knowing that, you know, you listen to all this stuff as a kid and then you're friends with them or conocidos now.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you're definitely closer than anybody Jerry brought up.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, most of mine are dead, dog. Except for those theaters, which I still have hope for.
Like, when I went to Mazatlan, the last time I went, like, they hit me up because they see my story. Uh-huh. And they're like, hey, you're in town. Let's go. You want to eat here? You want to go here? And it's like,
nice.
Okay. You know, I don't call them. I don't look for them. But they, like, they see me in their town, like, stuff like that.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Or when they're here in town, they're like, hey, they want to go to a game or stuff like that. And they hit me up.
What's the food like in Mazatlan?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
What kind is it?
Like it's food, seafood fusion. Yeah, seafood. It's seafood.
It's seafood. Coastal, right?
Yeah, it's a coastal city. So everything's pretty much seafood. And
sorry, guys,
they do their own little fusion of everything. Nice. And it's their own little style, you know. So, but it's good, man. It's good.
I
like Mazatlan because it's not so touristy. Not so. Because this is the way I could tell that a town's not so touristy. If the people that are working are not speaking English to you. If the workers speak to you in Spanish.
That's a good way to look at it,
fool. If they speak to you in Spanish, it's not so touristy. Because you could go to Cancun and everybody's speaking to you in English.
Right,
Acapulco, they speak to you in English.
Mexico City, yeah.
You know, like sometimes Mexico City, not, you know. And well, yeah, like if you're going to tourist stuff.
Huntington Park.
Not a passport or driver's license.
The tour bus doesn't go through Jerry G's house. Yeah.
All right.
It's be funny when I become famous and those fucking Hollywood tours got to derail from Hollywood all the way to HP. All
right,
guys. Next up, we got Jerry Garcia. It's gonna be a 45-minute drive out of Hollywood.
Stuck in traffic on Alameda.
That's funny. All right. Closing thoughts.
Yo, man. Banda Recodo, obviously the props full of a huge fan myself. Not as big as this guy right here, dog. But Banda Recodo.
This is my shit.
I love these guys. These guys are a must have at every party. Not them, but the fucking music, bro. You can't afford them. How much they go for? Like $100,000?
Probably.
Fácil, way. Yeah. And they deserve that shit, fool.
Well, there's like 20 of them in the fucking.
Sí, güey, no mames.
Yeah. Fern, so, closing thoughts?
No, yeah. I'm just happy that I was able to do this because, I guess, like you said, I'm a big fan. Will continue to be, and you know it's good to give people their flowers when they're still around. So
This is like,
damn, did you just write a bar right
damn,
now?
Yeah, that was a fucking bar.
Let's fucking make a song right now, guys.
Give the roses to. All right, follow Tragos Amargos podcast on most platforms for podcasts. If you can't find us, then send us a message. Send Jerry a message. Tragos Amargos podcast, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, all that shit. We should be on there. Also, I want to recommend people check out the YouTube. We're putting these up on YouTube, these episodes up on YouTube, youtube.com/comedianJerryG. As I've said, I recommend you watch it there because Jerry's really turned up. Fern for this episode was the one that was his nipples got hard.
You can see it. Look
during this episode.
So, brought out my vintage shirt.
So youtube.com/comedianJerryG Tragos Amargos podcast. Tell your friends where we want to keep this going.
Yeah, please recommend.
Recommend. We'll do some more seasons.
Yeah, and tell us what artists you guys would like us to see.
Yes, sir.
Artists, check the show notes for links to playlists that we're making for each of these episodes. Other than that, I think we're good. Anything else before we
That's
sign
it,
off?
That's it, Don.
Hopefully we do a part two.
I'm not going to do Bana Machos and shit like that, fool. Man, Limon, and then we'll reference these fools again.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Definitely. All right, then. Late. Sounds good.
Peace.
Acábame de matar. ¿Pa qué me dejas herir?